Rose back on the Boss Man Show. My friend of the show, my buddy, my man, Shante Leggins. We know him as Legs around here. The Big Sky Champions, back-to-back years. He won the regular season title last year. This year, he got the tournament title. It's my man, the Big Sky. He used to watch the Eagles. Go Eagles. Shante Leggins. What up, Legs?
Man, good, man. Just doing good. Thanks for having me again this year. I didn't think I'd talk to you. Actually, I knew I'd talk to you again. I said we'd be here, so.
Yes, you
did. I appreciate you getting me back here, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, I told you. I told you. I watch it. I'm going to be cheering for you. We're talking again in March. Yeah. Did I tell you that? I told you. I called it. I did tell you that.
I agreed with you.
Think about this. Dan Engelstad talked to me. Yep. I told him he'd be back. He won. Yep. All right? You got my man Zach Spiker talk to me and won. You know what's the pattern here?
I'm noticing, man.
Talks to me and wins. You know, how many people, Johnny Jones, talks to the Boss Man Show, and he wins. Think about that, now. Matt Mangle comes to the show. He wins. Talks to the Boss Man Show. Paul Mills. So I'm going to say, if coaches out there who don't come on the Boss Man Show, I might help get you a tournament. That mojo may help you. I'm going to say it.
I'm with you with that, man. I appreciate it, though. I appreciate getting out here.
No doubt. Legs, man, tell us about this, man. You lost in a home game there. Did that kind of help you guys refocus a little bit there, get you back, get you, your minds back straight? I know you lost that game, Indiana's Idaho State. Then you won the next night. And did that kind of help you guys focus up before you go to Boise? Because you might not win out there with a bigger head, maybe. Kind of gave you a challenge. Kind of really tell them, hey, we got to be on our game here.
Man, I guarantee it did. It did. It helped us in several ways. You know, it helped us in a way that, like, for instance, it helped us in a way where – We got a game out like that. Well, that's how every team played us in the tournament. You know, Northern Arizona came out and played us. They played us physical, try to beat us up. Then Montana State, Sprink did a good job, man. Sprink did a great job of getting his team prepared, you know. And they're ready to go. You know, they came out, battled, and fought, and made the game ugly. You know, we like to score, but we made sure that next week after losing Idaho State, you know, this is how we got to play. You know, we've won 13 of our last 14 games. And, you know, that game was an eye-opener because we felt we were better than them. But we felt that if we didn't do the things the right way and be disciplined, that you could lose. And so, you know, if a team's saying, hey, we're going to hold the ball for the whole shot clock and then get a shot up because they're worried about us going down and playing fast, then, you know, we got to figure out how to win that style. And that's what Idaho State did. And Looney did a great job, you know, getting his guys prepared and ready for that game. They took a championship away from us. But if we win that, maybe we don't win the Big Sky Championship. And so, you know, it is what it is. You just got to handle your business. And I thought our guys did a great job. You know, after we lost on Wednesday, it looked like, you know, everyone was sad. Everyone was upset. And, you know, I said, hey, fellas, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the season. You know, we got more season. And, you know, they fell in line and they believed it. And they came together as a team and they played great. So that game on Wednesday did really help us out, you know, for the Big Sky Tournament so many different ways.
And the main thing with Legs, like you said, Legs, that, hey, it didn't happen in Boise. That's the main thing. Mm-hmm. It happened prior to Boise. So, hey, I'll take a loss before Boise because guess what? That means that, hey, I've still got a chance to correct this and get better. Is if I lose in Boise, it's all over. So that's how that works.
100%, man. It's over. And we wasn't getting an NIT bid. We ain't getting an at-large berth. It didn't matter. We had to handle our business. And you know, the guys were upset they didn't cut the nets, but I think they like these nets a little better. And so, you know, we get to keep playing. Our season keeps going, and we're excited about that, man.
And Legs, the good thing about Legs is this. In that tournament, you got what you're going to get. And it's turning right here. You got it already. You got what you're going to get. So it's what I'm saying to your team. It's like, hey, guys, we saw how they're going to play us now. They think they have the book on us. But we have we have Tanner. We have the Groves brothers. We got talent here. We've been balling all year long. We, through this COVID year, we fought for all of this. And it's right in front of us. We made it to the big dance. We got Robert last year. We knew it wasn't going to happen. But we're back. And it's time to prove to the world what's going on up there in Eastern Washington. Represent these Eagles and do it the right way because we got the talent, we have the style of play, and we can compete anybody in this bracket.
Yeah, and that's what's going on. That's how they feel, man. And you just hope your team's playing their best basketball around now. And I think we started peaking. You know, we didn't lose in the whole month of February. We lost one game in March, and you know, we're hoping we can keep playing. You know, we're playing. We got Kansas coming up, who's really good. Blue blood program, Hall of Fame coach, national championships. You know, they got all that going for them. But you know, our boys are happy to play, and they're looking forward to come out here. They're in awe of the NCAA tournament, but they won't be in awe of their opponent. You know, they're going to go out and play as hard as they can. And you know, these kids woke up. You know, they grew up watching Kansas. I did too. You know, I grew up watching UCLA, Kansas. They grew up doing the same thing. They love basketball, but I think they're going to come out here and play hard. And we're gonna give it our best.
Legs, for you, Poetry Legs, how does it feel, man? All them years are getting close.
Now, you finally
got there, because last year you was going, but now you had to kind of give it a pause. But you did it again, and now you actually get the experience as a head coach. Knowing your journey, Legs, how does it feel for you, man? Being here in Indy now.
It's been great, man. You know, so the kids that started off with me as freshmen, they've only played in two championship games. They won a league championship, and then they go play in the NCAA tournament. And that's all you can hope for as a player, to put yourself in position to play in the NCAA tournament. And when you go and talk to these kids and you recruit them and you talk to their parents, you tell them you'll give them the best experience they possibly can get in college basketball, you know, and then on the flip side, make sure they're doing their schoolwork. Where we're at a 3.5 GPA as a team, you know, you look at that and you're like, hey, you know, he kept it real with me the whole time, you know. And you know, I'm always a straight shooter with them. They'll tell you, if you talk to any of my kids, they'll tell you I'm honest. I'll play the best players, however it's got to go. And so, you know, I'm just glad they got to this point, man. I'm excited. The best thing for me, like, I've been in as a player. I've been as an assistant coach. This is the first time I'm going as a head coach, which is a blessing. You know, I've been blessed my whole life with this. But this is my best. This is my favorite experience and my favorite. You know, this is like a big deal watching my guys celebrate this. You know, we won the game and they gave me the headset to talk to ESPN, and I was so, you know, enamored watching my guys celebrate and dance and cheer and have fun, man. All the work they put in, you know, you're so happy for your guys. Like watching the assistant coach and the managers just go over there and cheer, and you know, the hours they put in. You know, I got managers working for free. I got grad assistants doing this for free, you know, and to be able to, you know, be able to lead, you know, type of, you know, these people really, really put a lot of things in perspective, because they're putting, you know, coaches are putting their careers in your hands. Players are putting their careers in your hands. GAs, managers are trying to start their careers, so they're putting that in your hands. And you sit back and you're like, man, you know what? I'm hoping I'm propelling people to go be great. You know, I want them to go do great. And so, you know, that's, and for me, that's what's the most important. And then to see these student athletes, man, how happy they were yesterday and getting on a private jet. You know, we bus, baby. We commercial over here, you know, and to see them talk about let's get on the PJ, the private jet, you know, and they're having fun with it. And, you know, I told them, hey, let's have fun until we find out who our opponent is, then we'll get serious and go out and win a game, because it's another season for us now. You know, one game season now. And you know, we got preseason where we played against all the big dogs, and we got our regular season where we played against Big Sky. Now we had our postseason in the Big Sky tournament. Now we got the big dance. That's a whole new thing. And so it's new for all of us. And I know we're going to go in swinging. We're going to have some fun with it. You know, I think my guys will be tight. Of course, you know, I'm going to be tight. It's going to be fun. Like, if you ain't nervous and you ain't ready to go, that's what's happening. And so that's the best part about this whole thing.
And, you know, bro, and also you made history, brother, forever. The 2020, yeah. 2021 Eastern Washington Eagles made history, and it was led by you. So for the rest of your life, all your living days, or you got, hopefully live 100 legs, you got this you. You got your players got this on you. Like, you all actually did this, man. And knowing what you do, all these protocols, all these stops, starts, hardships, adversity, what happened? You guys made it anyway. So I think this year going to be more promising and more fulfilling than anything you ever did, probably, in your career going forward, probably. Because this is what's the hardest you probably ever had as a coach.
It will be. And it's just a lot of things that went on. You know, we had guys get COVID. We had kids who didn't get COVID who were sick, who had to miss time because of the fact that COVID's around, so they couldn't be around that. And then you had guys doing things that, you know, getting injuries. And this was a huge year. And this was a big year for a lot of different things. And you know, you know, families not being able to see each other. You know, I was blessed. I got to see my wife and my kids every day. You know, my players didn't, you know, and that sometimes brought me back to normalcy, getting to spend some time with my wife. You know, she's a hooper. So I got to talk to her a bunch and unload a lot of, you know, a lot of grief on her. Like, man, this, you know, and she was huge. She just listened. Now she gave me her opinion sometimes, you know, very stern opinion. Like, y'all shouldn't be losing these games. Keep losing these games in the last 5 minutes was good, especially in the preseason. But you know, I had that, so I was okay. But you know, you sit back and you telling your players, hey, don't see your family. You know, they may, you know, I don't want you to get sick. And you know, when they got on that jet and when they were celebrating last night and their families were in the stands, that was big time for me because they believed in me, and so I believed in them, and it was full circle. And you know, I couldn't have been happier for the men, man. I just couldn't be. And just seeing their joy is what made it all worthwhile.
And ladies, my brother, hey, I thank you for your time today in Indy, man. Yeah. I'm happy for you. I told you this would happen. I'm glad it happened for you. You're one of my guys, man. I want you to do well always, and I support you in everything you do, man. So I'm blessed for you as to be a friend of mine and also a guy I cheer for, and I will always do that for you, Legs, and everything you ever need me to do for you. I'm telling you, on this radio show, I'll do it for you, brother, because you're my guy. I believe in you for sure. No, 100% partner. You my dude.
I appreciate that. I hope I get to talk to you after the first weekend. That'd be big time. If I talk to you after the first weekend, we living, brother. We
doing yes, right. Indeed. Hey, you know, hey, you'll be on this show Tuesday right on the spot, brother.
Hey, I'll call you. But we, you know, we got our hands full with Kansas. You know, they're really good. You know, I've been watching them on film. They got some players, they got shooters, they got bigs, you know, but they've also been hit with some COVID stuff, and you know, it's just a tough year for everything. So, you know, anything could happen, but you're going against one of the best coaches to ever do it, man. And so that's all you can ask for as a competitor. You know, I get to coach against Bill Self, and my players get to play against Kansas. I mean, I never played against them as a player. And it's just a dream come true for some of these cats. You know, it's something that's still going to – they'll never forget this moment. You know, they'll never forget going to the tournament. They'll never forget playing in Kansas. They'll never forget playing on that blue – like we said, that blue circle, you know, in the middle of the court. They ain't ever going to forget this. And so, you know, I'm just glad I'm going to be part of one of their memories, good or bad. They may hate me. They ain't playing, or they may love me because they're playing. You know how it goes. But yeah, as they get older, they respect it a little bit more. They start getting into reality. Like, yeah, maybe I wasn't that nice. Yes. You know, so I know I did as a player at some point. But, you know, you just got to be happy for these men, man. And I like I said, man, this is something they're going to remember. They're going to get back with each other. They're going to go to the Hall of Fame. You know, there's only been three teams to ever do this at our school. And, you know, for us to win a league championship, for us to come back and win it the next year. And it's a season that'll never be forgotten just because of the pandemic and different types of things. You can't tell me who won. You know, you might be able to. 1991, you know, you had the UNLV Rebels win because that was my squad. But you can't tell me who won in 96, like just right off the bat. You'll be able to tell you who won this season no matter what, because it's a crazy season. And it's something that everyone's going to remember. And I'm just glad they're a part of it, because this was a special season in so many different ways. There was a lot of loss, a lot of triumph, you know, a lot of different things going on in the world. And it's a big year that they stuck it out. They did a lot of different things this year. They became, you know, so, you know, they became people that went out in the community and gave what, you know, told what they felt. They had to see, you know, lost. They had to see so many different things. And this was a big year for a lot of different people for so many different ways. And for them to stick with it, for them to, you know, handle themselves and, you know, not saying they, you know, other people did this and they weren't doing the right thing, but to put themselves in a bubble and not go see family and not do this, not do that, and try to stay safe and healthy. When I was 19 years old, I don't know if you could have told me to kick back and chill out, you know, especially if I was hooping. Same, yeah. I'm hooping everywhere. And so, you know, I was a hooper. I'd have been playing everywhere. Wherever they was hooping, I'd have been. But my guys, they did a good job. And my guys aren't the only ones, but those are the only ones I see. So I'm going to give them all the credit all the time. You know, I think they're the best. I think they're the best, and I'm glad they let me be their coach.
No doubt. With legs, man. Hey, brother, you be safe. Break that tape down, brother. You know me. Hey, look, man. I got on my red for you. See what I got on? The colors.
Man. Put that on Saturday, my man, at around 1:15 Eastern time. Put that on Saturday.
I got you. I have on my red, black and white for
4:15 Eastern time. Put that on Saturday.
Come on, bro. No doubt. Appreciate All right, legs. Hey, you be good, but talk to you real soon, my guy.
All right, man. You too, man. Be safe.
No doubt, buddy.
All right, man. Peace.
Peace.